1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of the faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former devastations, they shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring of the Lord as blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as the ground causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations.
Third Sunday of Advent. Candles represent prophecy, love. Today the pink-colored candle represents joy, the joy that we have in being belonging to the Lord. What an amazing passage. Jesus anointed to proclaim liberty, to bind up the brokenhearted, to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to proclaim grace to the captives, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. Joy. We should have joy in the presence of the Lord. This is an amazing passage because it talks about God loving justice and hating robbery and wrong, and we are those who tend to rob God of His glory. We are those who tend to seek our own rather than the good of others. And yet, He talks about clothing us. He has clothed me in the garments of salvation. What a beautiful picture. I believe it's Zechariah, there's the picture of the high priest Joshua standing in the presence of the Lord. And he's standing in the presence of the Lord in filthy garments, representing his own sins and the sins of the people. And you stand in the throne room of the king, and you didn't clean yourself up. You're a mess. You've got literally poop stains all over your garment. And it's like, oh, that stinks, that's filthy. And the picture of us coming into the presence of the Lord that way is just, it's offensive. And yet in that image, he's told, take his filthy garments, give him clean garments, clothe him in perfect, pure garments. This passage points to that. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. What a beautiful picture. I'm a sinner, but I am clothed in a righteousness that's not my own. Because of what Jesus did, He takes His perfect righteousness and wraps it around me and clothes me, takes away my sin and clothes me in His perfect righteousness. So when God looks on me, He sees not what I have done, not what I used to be, but He sees the perfect obedience, the perfect righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how He views you and me who are in Christ, clothed in His righteousness. And then, I love this, as the earth brings forth its sprouts, as a garden causes what it's sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. So you have this picture of something external, this clothing, you got a change of clothes, but it Changing your clothes doesn't change your heart. But here he goes deeper and he says, it's going to be as if I planted a seed in you, and it is going to burst forth in praise and righteousness. There's something growing inside. There's something organic. There's something powerful that is growing inside you. And I heard the illustration recently of what's stronger, what's more powerful, a giant slab of concrete or a little tiny acorn? You'd think, well, oh, concrete, crush the acorn, right? You do rock, paper, scissors with that. Concrete's going to win every time. But then you see that acorn that somehow ended up under before they poured the concrete, and over time, over years, this thing shatters the concrete and busts through. This organic life grows up and changes things. And that's what we have inside of us, is we have the Holy Spirit who is changing us inside, making us new. And it's a slow process. Growth is a slow process. It can be a painful process, but it is a definite process. It's happening, and it is growing, and it's breaking up our hard hearts, and it's bursting out, and eventually it will bear fruit to the glory and the praise of our Lord Jesus. What a treasure we have to worship Jesus in communion, to remember what happened, that Jesus paid our price, that Jesus paid the ultimate price to wash away all our sins, to make us clean. He lived a perfect life of obedience, and he wraps that perfect obedience around us like a garment, clothes us in that. He gives us his own Spirit to grow inside of us, to change us from the inside out, to make us new. We have bread that represents his body broken. We have juice that represents his blood poured out to wash us, to make us new. I'm going to invite some of the men to come, and we'll remember together just the amazing treasure we have in Jesus. Let's give him thanks. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, thank you as our great high priest. You came, you laid down your life as the ultimate perfect sacrifice for sin. You allowed your blood to be spilled to cover my sin. And you clothe me in your righteousness. You make me new inside. You transform hard hearts. What a treasure we have. What a joy in our salvation that we can have this morning. Lord, I pray that we together would rejoice in our salvation, that we would rejoice in the God of our salvation. You are the one who did this. And we want to give you all the praise and all the worship and all the glory. Lord, as we remember what you did for us, help our hearts to be overflowing with worshipful joy and gratitude in who you are. Lord, thank you for bread and juice that reminds us once again of the cross, of who Jesus was and why he came. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the salvation that you accomplished at the cross, at great cost. Thank you for the gift you give us of eternal life, of your perfect righteousness, of absolute and total forgiveness for all our sins. Thank you for the transforming work of the Holy Spirit in us to make us new, to bring about change that brings glory and honor and praise to your great name. For Lord, you are worthy. We remember and we want to worship you this morning together as your people. Thank you. In Jesus' name, his body broken for you. His blood poured out to wash us clean and make us new.